Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, end of day two of the franchise conference. It was really sweet. I liked it a bunch. It was helpful to go through a lot of the vendors saw today, and one of my favorite vendors actually that popped up, he kept showing me the platform, showing me what you can do, showing me how it's beneficial to me, and that was really, really neat. And it was interesting. One of the other vendors that I talked to a little bit, and we didn't really jive as well. It was a lot more about, you know, what you do, some of the mechanics, some of the weeds of the program and what it does, and how you like have those conversations with different members. It was a lot more like logical and functional and factual. And for the guy that was doing the software sales, which my background is more in tech and software and that side of the business, I asked him, like, well, how does a campaign work? You know, how do I assign it to my team? And just getting that feedback, he'd say, well, let's pull up the website. And then he literally pull out his MacBook, and then he would just start clicking through. Here's a member. Here's how they dropped into your campaign. Here's how you track them, and here's how you follow them through. And it really showed to me the vendor that I clicked with and I made the sale with, or the vendor that I clicked with and that as I'm going to end up doing business with or hiring. I wanted to see it, feel it, follow how it works in the real world. So when I'm at the club and I'm sitting down with my team, or we're going through and we're setting up a campaigns or tagging members, I want to see now what I'm going to see then. And for the vendor that was kind of theoretical, we're just talking about concepts. It was great, but like we kind of just like looked straight at each other as we were talking. They didn't have a software. It was more of a service, like an upsell that you can offer your members. So kind of an apple to orange comparison, but there wasn't anything that I could follow through. There wasn't any like takeaways, no business card, no paper, no like, huh, I didn't think of that kind of light bulb moments. So a takeaway I'm having that when I'm working with my members, I either want to have an iPad or a sheet or something that we're working through together. Like a classic flip chart is not a bad idea, because at the end of the day, like these are folks that have real world results and real world problems. And they're not just like eye-to-eye contact conversations. If we were a therapist, that makes sense. But since we're interacting with their health, their physical activity, their weight loss journeys, their muscle accumulation, we want to have tangible physical stuff that they can engage and do stuff with. And so that was a sales takeaway that I had, just as like an intangible along the way. And lo and behold, as the software guy, some of the key takeaways I had, he had testimonials. He was able to provide real world solutions. So in my space, like a common CRM is called Mind Body. That's where you put in your contacts, your accounts, your billing. That's like your backbone software. And this company attaches to or replaces your Mind Body. And that was really interesting. So I kind of grilled him a little bit. You know, how do tasks work? How does credit card billing work? Is it PCI compliant? How do we make sure we don't double bill? How do we make sure that everything is tokenized, that there's no exporting capabilities, administrative roles? And he was very knowledgeable. Like he practiced, and I could tell that he was polished on some of the day-to-day life questions. I had like one question that I knew would stump him, and it was like they had like an AI assistant in the thing. So I asked him how their LLM gathered their database. Was it on the per user, their email? And he just sort of said, dude, that's a great question. I have no idea. And I respected that right away. So I knew he wasn't going to BS me on the stuff that I didn't know, because I knew the stuff that I knew about, he wasn't going to BS me either. So that was really good, just to own your weaknesses, acknowledge, I don't know, I can get back to this person if it's urgent. You know, I totally can find that out for you. You know, just curious, or like, is this an interest? And it's like, no, I'm just curious. I don't really care. I'm just kind of curious. And so to know it's not an objection, it's just a curiosity. And so at the end of the day, like solid service, dirt cheap price point. And when I say dirt cheap, I thought it was going to be like twice as much. But this one is about $500 a month. And I was expecting like 1,000. And this is something that can run everything for the whole organization. So my background is in tech, program management, CRMs and rollouts and campaigns. And so I know like migrating from what everyone's used to now a completely new system, that in of a change management is the term for it. That is like lifting a herd of cattle. That is no easy task, or herding cats also too. Like everyone's squirrel off to their own direction. But I learned like the sales process, how to sit down, converse, connect, what things do we have in common. And I'm asking real world questions and he has real world answers. And so he listened, he was intentional, made eye contact, but not awkward eye contact, but was very focused on how is this going to help my studio? How is this going to help me with a campaign? Make sure I don't text people who unsubscribed, making sure I'm only emailing after getting permissions. People aren't on multiple campaigns or getting double dialed. So very impressive. I'm definitely learning some sales tactics from him. And so talking to salespeople is good for that. Solid day. We're now going to go hit up some Topgolf, go hit some golf balls, talk to some vendors. And tomorrow's going to be really good. It's going to be more of a Q&A forum style. And shout out to my wife, Courtney. Babe, thank you so much for letting me hang out with these franchisees way more than I knew I would be. It's a solid group, amazing crowd of people. Dude, I'm just so pumped. I cannot wait to get things rocking and rolling. Great group. Let's go hit some golf balls.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.